Christopher Media, the Weedsman Podcast.
Cures rickets, polio, conjunctivitis,
AIDS.
AIDS.
Let's just go hog wild.
Begin the car accident, you just use a little bit and you'll be fine.
Yeah, rub it on your car and yourself. It'll fix your car and your bones.
Try this special trick to get out of traffic tickets with Rick Simpson oil.
Rub it on the cop. He'll just go away.
The Weedsman Podcast. Every Friday on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From AsthmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan, it's Unregimented.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
There's no subject off limits for comedy, in my opinion.
I don't feel so either.
I've had a friend, not a close friend, but I was friends with a group of people, and one of them was hit on coming by a drunk driver and spent a few days in a coma before he finally passed away. And that was a pretty horrific experience. More so to see people who I were close to affected by this person.
Right, right.
I didn't know him long enough
right.
before he passed. But doesn't mean that there's not a possibility of somebody writing a funny joke about drunk driving and me laughing at it.
Right, but I'm just saying public opinion.
Just like,
you know what I mean?
And I think rape can be funny too.
It can be in its own.
Anything can be funny.
Right.
Because that's what we. Humor is this tool that
we
use.
Deal with it,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right, but
and it's also a way where we can point out certain things about. I mean, you can take away from a rape joke. Oh wow, you know.
I don't want to go to prison. I don't want anything in my prison pocket. I don't want that. Right. I'm with you. I just in my personal opinion, you know, it goes into very ambiguous subject when it comes to the matter of rape in general. It's taken too lightly. It is. It's taken way too lightly in the public eye, and I think maybe
9 out of 10 people enjoy gang rape.
Yeah, I know that one.
I'm just saying that's a funny joke.
It is, but it's actually real things going on, you know. And that's where I think this is getting so much push too, is because there's a lot of stuff that's gone unsettled, a lot of stuff across the country, and people are now like, you know what, fuck it, this isn't enough's enough. You just boost this one up. This guy's in it, you know. He's a big celebrity. Let's damage the public's ego about it.
We've always had. This attitude of shaming the person who comes forward as being raped. You know, not to retread what we went over before, but, you know, there's always some asshole or some group of assholes who are like, what were you wearing? What were you doing there? Why were you so drunk? Blah, blah, blah. All these excuses of why it might have been the person's fault why they got raped, which is ludicrous. I forgot my point. What did you say before that?
Public ego being bruised by rape. And not doing anything about it. And now this might be a case they can focus on and kind of bring it to light because he is such an icon. And now it's no longer just the guys at this, you know, this college did this, or the, you know, the guy in Nevada did this to this young child. Now it's
people who come forward with shit like this, they're, well, I mean, we have a term for it now, slut shaming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which
absolutely.
It's weird that even that, we use that term to describe it, because this is not slutty behavior.
No.
This is a person being victimized.
Right, but I mean, you're...
But we've always had this, you know, people who respond in such a fashion, and now that we have social media everywhere where everybody's whim can be broadcast at a second's notice, you have it happening even more.
Absolutely.
People are like...
Was that like 2005?
It's
the
harder,
dark ages when we were sending up smoke signals to...
No, but it's harder than ever to come forward on a rape accusation, especially one that you know is going to be
but
in the public
laws
eye.
In place to protect the victims. If the victim's name gets out
there...
Does
it fucking matter what the laws are that protect the victim? And if they... We're not talking about legal recourse. We're talking about, again, the court of public opinion. Talking about, okay, I come forward with a rape accusation on somebody, and you're automatically going to have a group of people who, whether they are just completely wrong-headed or, you know, don't believe it, they're going to call you names, horrible names, and say horrible things about you, about why you deserved it or why you're a horrible person, or, you know, this thing happened to you because of your own actions or because of who you are.
You brought it on yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, like I said, I understand both sides of the event. It just, after a while, to make any kind of sense out of it, you know, I guess the big public eye on just the specific case, I mean, it is a really big deal. It's a big issue. It doesn't get as much, you know, I guess, back as it should. It doesn't get... as much support, I guess, to end it. I mean, even high school or a lot of colleges take cheating on tests more seriously than they take, you know, rape allegations. Most of those people that are accused.
A lot of campuses would rather just cover it up rather than get a reputation for being known as the rape campus.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of them don't even get expelled from school. They don't even get taken out of school. They are left there to confront every day, which is, that's the system. That's the system because colleges have to keep their numbers up. They lose their numbers.
It's also deeply misogynist.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of the reasons why these things get covered up because, well, you know, this was really kind of a he said, she said thing. You know, we don't have all the facts. We don't know what, you know, maybe she was acting like she really wanted it.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And that's the other thing, too. Is
we know how these college girls behave.
Yeah, and they'll take the other side, too, and they'll think, well, maybe he just misread a signal.
Right. You
know, maybe he just misread a signal when he punched her. It must have been something she asked for.
Right.
Like, that's in the files. That's in their reports, you know. And I was just sifting through a bunch of stuff from that last Virginia tech or whatever it was that really got blown up out of nowhere. No course has been taken.
Yeah.
None at all. So.
Man, there's still, like, immigration in Ferguson. Good Lord, we gotta save a couple things for
I'm
Rich.
I'm not well versed on Ferguson. I've just said
things that have happened since the last time we all been together.
I have tried to stay away from the news that we all know. I don't.
Oh, I started paying attention again last week.
I'm not good at paying attention to the
news. Don't do it right now.
I get depressed.
Don't do it.
Not good.
don't do it right now.
Not good.
Go back into your hole.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah, there's just not good right now.
Okay.
No, I mean, that's horrible advice.
Oh.
I don't know. There's always going to be fucked up shit going on. You can't just turn away from it.
I hate that fucking show. I did not watch the news. I did not like it. I don't like it.
I like you say, I hate that show.
Watch the news.
It is a show. It's
it shouldn't be a show. It should be a reporting of facts. But you're right. It's a show now.
It's a performance. I don't like it. They only highlight the bad shit. And they are the ones right now. The news... The news right now is so goddamn well to blame for most bullshit that goes on, racial stereotyping and all that stuff. Because all they show here, especially in Michigan, is Detroit news, and they show one neighborhood. They show this neighborhood for the whole week, and they just let you just get your own opinion about Detroit. And that's how we're perceived as a state because of a corner of Detroit.
And they find the worst representative they can find and put them on camera.
Absolutely, my personal opinion.
So it's just like when they're at the trailer park and they find the person in the purplest moo-moo, you know,
absolutely,
with the fucking rollers in her hair.
Yeah,
it sounded like a freight train. Like, they always find the worst person ever to put on camera,
right.
No matter what neighborhood they're in.
Right, you know, I was just sitting on my porch. I was drinking a beer, and I fucked her right in the pussy. That guy there? I mean, what? You guys seen that video? Because that shit's funny. That is funny.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's the only kind of news I watch. I watch the YouTube news that makes it. The ones that the newscasters didn't see it coming. Those are my favorite. Those
watch his viral videos.
News.
Yeah, that's all I watch.
Oh, stop there.
That's so funny. That's so funny. You gotta watch that.
You can't
one.
Do that.
I don't watch the news.
That's not gonna help you either. Yeah,
I don't watch the news because it has nothing in there that interests me in the least bit to be like,
I don't watch it.
Oh, this is gotta be what I gotta pay attention to. I won't even go on my way to read it because it's fucking depressing. We live in Michigan as it is. It doesn't need to be much more depressing than where we live. And then you add that on top of it. Well, fuck. We're not safe anywhere.
Yeah, but everything going right and everybody being happy somewhere is not fucking news.
Right.
That's not news.
That's what I mean. It's why
you're not supposed to turn on a TV like, well, everything's good. Have a good one.
Yeah. I mean, sure, there are good things to report.
But I mean,
you could argue that, you know, there's a lot of things happening scientifically and in the medical field that a lot of people would be interested in and that could get more coverage.
I do keep up with, and this is probably like the dumbest thing we're going to say. I watch a lot of news when it comes to new movies. I watch a lot of news when it comes to new film scores. And I watch
news.
That's news to me. That's news that matters to me. That shit matters because that's my industry.
Well, yeah, but I got the latest issue of Tape Op and read it. I didn't say, oh, I got the news.
I'm like, I'm Mikey Rothenberg, and that's news to me.
Yeah, that's there you go. That's the name of the show. There, I'm Mikey Rothenberg on the mic tonight. No, this is news to me. Bringing you back one for couples and back.
Was that from WKRP?
No, wasn't that Chevy Chase?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was, shit. Yeah.
Whatever.
The original
that
weekend
was
update sign-off.
Sign-off.
Thank you for listening, liking, and sharing Unregimented on Facebook and following us on Twitter at Unregimented Pod. You can also subscribe to Unregimented on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you can find Unregimented on Stitcher Radio. You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media show every day of the week. Sunday, Eminem Question Everything. Monday and Thursdays, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, oh, I have to apologize. Last time we did this, I did not mention the Toddzilla X-Pod. And I noticed it, and he noticed it. There was a fight, perhaps a standoff, firearm, SWAT team, police, high-speed chase. But no, it's no, it's cool. It wasn't intentional. But make sure you're checking out the Toddzilla X-Pod. Go to ToddzillaX.com. Hit him up at ToddzillaX on Twitter. Throw a little bit of extra plugs there for him. A little bit of retribution on my end. Tuesday's the Weedsman Podcast bonus nugget. That is the precursor for the big show on Friday. Wednesdays, we have the projection booth. And, of course, we have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. And Saturday, Noah with the Captain's Table. All that nerd culture, the geek culture, whatever you want. Gaming, LARPing, he's hitting on it and he's talking about it. It's cool. Check him out. If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. It is that time of year. You're going to be on the internets. You're going to be buying things. You're going to be at Amazon. So please do us a favor. Go to ChristopherMedia.net first. Click on our Amazon banner. Bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra. And when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you're helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter for free, or you can enter paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com. Why do people think we're always going to like start punching each other? Like Rich thought of that? Like, no, we're just talking is what you do.
I just think that in most people's experience, when a man talks passionately about something,
someone's getting in a fight.
That's the next step. Is like, okay,
uh-oh, they're gonna. Yeah.
My logic has failed me. Well, my fist never did.
I'm gonna hit you.
Hey, here's one argument I know I can win.
No, no, no. My mouth has always gotten me in and out of situations, so maybe that's how.
Yeah.
You know,
I've been encountered violently in various ways, but
fight was like high school.
Right. You know, I never got in a fight. But again, my mouth has gotten me into a lot of situations too. Like I remember just out of high school, I had a really good friend, Derek. I remember him telling me one time, it's like, you just don't know when to shut up, do you?
It's like when me and Rob used to go to the bar and start getting mouthy, fucking because I got Rob with me and I'm drinking. Let's go. I'll win anything that'll happen. I got this guy with me.
I think that was Derek's issue, is he was concerned that I was going to say something that was going to get me into a fight and that he'd have no choice but to back me. And, you know, neither of us were scrappers.
Yeah, Rob. You go. Talk shit to me. This guy's got my back. We'll win. In fact, he was a bouncer too, so he knew all the fucking moves.
Yeah, not only was he big, but he knew how to. He would just grab you by the scruff of the neck, probably, and open the door with your head.
In a sense.
Oh, hey. Tomorrow being actually Thanksgiving, they're doing the Mystery Science Theater 3000 Turkey Day Marathon is back. They used to do that on Comedy Central when they played the show. They would do an all-day marathon. There's a streaming site called Shout Factory that's starting at noon tomorrow. It's going to be running 6 episodes of Mystery Science Theater. They sent you some more links from some stuff from All in the Family.
Yeah. Also, remember,
I don't know if it's anything that would be worth talking about on air, but it's funny.
We got that Cinematics video to watch, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is actually going to be a real hit with Aaron. I think Aaron's going to like it.
What's a Cinematic?
How do I spell it?
You know what? Doesn't matter.
C-Y?
Yeah, C-Y-N-E-M-A-T-I-C-S by... I think his name is President N. Nigel Stanford.
Is it called Science versus Music?
Yes, that's the one, the epic battle.
Why is it an either or?
What?
Why can't he have both?
He does have both, man.
Science versus music. All of the experiments in this video are real. The actors portraying them, however, are not.
I can't see.
The film you're about to see has no characters.
Can you turn it a bit?
If you spare a little of your imagination,
that's
perfect right there. That's good. That's good.
Describe to you the effect of cymatic frequencies on matter.
Oh, is he going to do that thing with the water?
Yeah, but there's a lot more involved than just that. It's actually really cool, the way they composed it, too. It's really, really actually kind of interesting music.
So, yeah, he's doing the salt on the plate. Which they have hooked up as like a speaker, and it'll just vibrate at certain frequencies and create shapes. What's that? Water?
It's a speaker with like a cup in it.
Yeah.
A little bowl of water.
Also talking about how 10-15 years ago this video wouldn't be possible because of all of the high definition video you need to shoot it.
And there goes
to capture. Yeah, there's the water thing.
Right, and then they even do the backwards trail up.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. It looks so cool.
See how he supposedly got that snare drum out of those playing cards.
Shit, sorry. Maybe the mic's hooked to a trigger? I don't know.
Nah, that was just a visual trick. There's no way he would have got it synced up that tightly either.
It hits in beat, though. It does hit in beat.
Yeah, in the video. Yeah, but that is sequenced with everything else, that snare.
Everything owes its existence solely and completely to sound.
What's he doing with the mind's eye?
I think that's another visual.
Yeah. Yeah, because to use it as an input device, what do they call those things that you touch it and it's a globe with the electricity running through it and you touch it and
my cock?
The thing that he was just... You guys are looking at me like I'm making something up. The thing we were just watching
the
on the
coil.
Screen.
Are you talking about
it's not a Tesla coil.
No, but I mean, it's essentially what
it's... What do they call those fucking things? Anyway.
I don't know.
You could use it, I'm sure, to trigger like
you
something.
You usually really only see them at Hallmark or like the Science Center.
There's that tube thing.
That's cool. So... They're pumping some kind of gas through a tube, and they've got holes in it with a flame coming out of each one. But since they've got a speaker hooked up to one side of it, so it'll pump waves through it, which will control the air pressure, which will control how much oxygen goes to each hole. So then you've got the difference in the flame height. They create patterns.
I will say, though, that they said everything scientifically was you know, was real. What about cloning? Because there's a lot of him. Now I'm nervous. This guy's broken a lot of barriers here.
Hey, he's putting on a full body suit.
What is it? He's got a Faraday suit?
He's probably going to start
man
doing
on fire?
Yeah.
Is that what's coming?
It's going to happen right here.
He's got a
welcome
a
to Burning
suit,
Man.
A suit of probably copper chainmail.
I mean, he's fucking with a Tesla coil, so...
What?
Yeah. They show him getting zapped by the Tesla coil. That would happen.
That's no way.
Yeah. No, that's all real. That wasn't...
No, I'm just saying no way.
Well, why not?
Not me.
Yeah.
You can get a different person for that one. Just have to be thrilling audio, three of us watching.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool, though.
Oh, it's a cool video.
I like that it brings to light a lot, and I think it'll get some really, really good, some good circulation around music in general. Kind of showing the highlights of it.
If it gets one person into science,
science.
It's worth it. I don't know.
The one thing we were talking about before we all got together this evening, when I was originally showing him the video, is that, like, I guess looking at that, how does it affect the human body on the inside? Is that why certain music affects us, is the way it makes our body react, like the salt, mm-hmm. like the water? So, and with everybody having a different essential, in my opinion, you know, a different force, a different energy of their body, a different vibration they operate on. How does that, you know?
Have to break out some crystals.
I actually, yeah, I got a couple in my wallet. If you want to pull them out, you can pray over them together. No,
that is the reason why people believe in crystals, though. And there is some science behind that, although there's no scientific proof of it actually doing anything. But the fact that a crystal vibrates at a certain frequency, and that's why they use them. That's what actually the system that we're using to record right now, the conversion of the audio, when we convert it from the sound pressure waves that, you know, we're speaking, going into the microphone and being converted into digital audio by that device over there. That device has a crystal in it, and because the crystal oscillates at a fixed frequency that is very specific and constant. And the device uses that frequency that's emitted from that crystal to match up the audio. So all those tiny little samples that it makes when it converts it into digital, it can put them back in the right order and play it at the right, and play everything in the right sequence.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I like how much you know about things that I don't know anybody who knows about them. Because yeah. when I leave here, I now have that knowledge. And the next person to ask me a question is fuck their world. Like, wow, Mike,
right.
Where do you get this from? I'm like, it doesn't matter.
So, I mean, to believe that there's people that believe that there's certain types of crystals that will, you know, bring about certain things. Like, you want love in your life or more money.
Will enrich the health of your kidneys.
Right.
Right.
And they're just, it's true that, you know, the crystals oscillate and emit certain frequencies or vibrate at certain frequencies. But, I mean, to say that, you know, that can, first of all, that anything that vibrates could change the way that your body vibrates. I guess that's possible. But is it going to make you richer? Find you a husband?
Right, yeah. No, but I think what their hope is to improve the all-around releases of, you know, endorphins and oxytocin and all the stuff to bring on the love drug and the excitement in your life, you know, mm-hmm. to release that drive, release that energy and enhance it so you can just retain it and hold on to it and keep using it to get yourself to those points you want to be.
Yeah.
I think it's about as good as self-help books. I mean, self-help books are just a bunch of fucking words. It's all about the person who reads them.
Like, books, really, just a bunch of words. You're right.
I'm just saying about self-help books. A lot of it's bullshit to some people.
Right. So I think it's more like, I bought this crystal because I want, you know, to have more success at work. But just the fact that you bought it, have something concrete that you can look at and go, I am positively thinking about this thing that I want to change in my life.
Right.
That makes it's almost like a placebo at that
it's
point.
It's like having your own, it's like writing down your goals and looking at every, I want to do that.
Right.
I want to do that. But only now it's in a form of something you can hold in your hand and look at whenever you're struggling with that.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, almost like a good luck charm, like a rabbit's foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to actually think that, you know, you can just buy that and then just not think about it anymore.
Right,
and then just, you know, 2 months later, look at the crystal and go, you piece of shit. Yeah, why haven't I been promoted
you
yet?
You didn't work, you bad pet rock.
Take it back.
That's all you are is a designer pet rock. I don't want you anymore. Yeah.
A shiny, expensive designer pet rock.
But, I mean, I have seen some pretty cool stuff with crystals, though, too, and with music. How they react. Different crystals react when put together. The way they react with the vibrations of the music and melodies.
But
it's never like
there is like
that, how that music was. It's never like that. No. It's like just a tone.
Yeah.
And then they vibrate, and then they'll play another tone to harmonize that makes another two do something weird in a different rotation or the way they join together.
I mean, if you think about in the greater aspect of the fact that everything, every molecule, every atom, everything in us and in this table and everything else vibrates at a certain frequency or has a certain motion to it that is constant. And we all kind of live on this big web of gravity that holds everything together in the whole universe. Then, yeah, you could kind of think that you would have sympathetic resonances right, and things right, around right. it. You know, you surround yourself with certain materials or certain objects, or you know, that it could they could actually affect you in a certain way.
But I mean, and that's possibly. That's the thing is that the human psyche is so fucked up that if your emotions are right, then your physical state does change.
Right.
I've been sick as shit, and then something cool happens, and suddenly I feel fucking great. My whole body starts to feel better.
What's endorphins, son?
That's what I'm saying. You know, but that's
yeah, but that's more of a change that happens within you. Do you think
that's what I'm saying?
An outside influence for that.
But for me, there always has to be an outside stimuli. There always has to be something that got me to be, oh, cool, positive. Now this is awesome. This is great news. I remember one time when I was in high school,
like the energy drink you just hit.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, that was
that's an outside influence.
It is definitely. I'm talking more so of like a mental thing. Like when I was I remember being real sick once, and I had pneumonia at the time, really bad. I was just a kid. I think it was middle school, high school. And I got a letter in the mail that literally had nothing, no good news, no bad news. Just getting a letter, but it was a letter about something that wasn't really, you know, wasn't even possible yet. It was the idea of something. It was just like, it was asking me to basically enter some of my writing.
Did you get a contact buzz?
You know what? I'm done. Fuck this.
I'm
taking my ball and I'm going home.
Maybe you're speaking too abstractly. Maybe I smoke too much pot. I don't know what you're talking about.
sometimes I think about something, it makes me feel good, then my body feels good too, huh? And then I'm better.
I was kind of following you. I mean, I forget what you were talking about.
Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and move on. I don't.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to throw a spanner in the works.
No, it's all good. I guess like it's a lot harder to make sense of than I anticipated when I started talking about it. It was one of those things where I think I had to ramble endlessly until I felt that I got it out.
I'm not saying that I'm making perfect sense either, talking about universal vibrations. We're trying to put words to concepts that we don't have words for. We have no science for most of this stuff. Hypothesizing. No. So yeah, I'm
think
with you there.
There's not a degree in this room.
No.
I got a couple of certificates. You know,
I made the dean's list, and that was about it. That's my claim to fame. But I didn't make it out of college. So.
Shit list.
No. I was smart.
Double secret probation.
I was smart.
Okay, so my son was bullied this week. Right. It's kind of funny how this happened. Him and his friend were talking about the Hunger Games because the movie opened this last weekend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's been talking about it, I guess.
I don't watch the news again. I've heard about it twice.
It's not news. But
to me, that is news.
Millions TV. Of people are into this shit. That's all I'm saying.
Cool.
My son has, I don't know if he's seen any of the movies. He doesn't seem much interested in that, but he's read the books. And he was talking about the books with a classmate of his, a friend of his. They were talking about things that happened in the books that was revealed in the movie that just came out. And basically kind of spoiled what was going to happen in the movie for some other kids who were listening in even. He wasn't having a conversation with them. He was like, I didn't even know anybody was listening.
You haven't taught him to say spoiler alert?
Right, yeah. So a big spoiler alert on the playground angered this group of kids who were, you know, just looking for a fucking reason.
Right.
You know, who knows why kids bully other kids, but they cornered him, and one of them had a piece of ice and said that he was going to try and like cut him with it, I guess, and made some reference to the fact that, you know, this was because he didn't have a knife, or if he had a knife, he would use it. Kind of made just vague reference to cutting my son with a knife. Which really freaked my ex out, but I was just like, the kids say all kinds of dumb shit.
Right, yeah.
You know? If I had a gun right now, I'd shoot you.
I say that on a daily basis, and no, I'm glad no one takes me serious.
Right.
Because I would, yeah, I think I've said shit like that my whole life.
So, I don't know how many times I told someone I was going to kill them when I was younger. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, as a father, this was definitely an issue for me. And
absolutely.
This is the first time that, you know, there's isolated incidents that happen at school, but this is the first organized bullying that I had heard of against my own son. Now, there's definitely the logical side of me that this is just kids being kids. So far, nobody's been hurt, and there's been this is not repeated abuse. This is an isolated incident. So I'm just like, well, fuck it. You know what? Kids say stupid shit on the playground. They get mad for different reasons.
If it picks up after Thanksgiving break, then we should look into it.
Yeah.
Right.
Son,
right.
Don't tell your mother, but there's all.
I mean, there's.
Fuck off.
There's definitely a gut reaction.
Oh, yeah. It's a flinch. I mean, because we've all seen Pay It Forward and all those movies and shit.
This is where you feel like, man, if I was there, but if you were there, what the fuck would happen? You'd be threatening a lot of kids, getting yourself in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you want to.
And then you're the guy shaking down middle schoolers.
Right. But I think as a father, Mike, you would agree that when shit happens to your kids and you're not there, that's the first thing that you think of is what you would have done if you were there. I put myself in the situation.
This all would have been avoided,
like,
had I just been there with him at school.
You all are a bunch of fucking idiots. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Why don't you grab that icicle? Why don't you come over here and try and stab me with it? Why don't you pick on someone that's double your size? Yeah, I can see that going bad.
Anyway.
Or teach your son to just react with a lighter. Just pulls out a lighter, just starts melting the ice. Like, what are you going to do now, Dick? Yeah, go ahead, stab me with the thing.
Yeah, Mike get to pull out his Zippo.
Yeah, I'm going to stab you with this one, yeah?
Bitch, this is windproof. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I guess I understand what you're saying. But with me, I guess it would be different with the whole, if I were there, what would I do? Because I just have two little girls. So with my girls, if they...
You got different things. I mean,
if that bullying,
girls bully, but...
Let's say if that bullying went on in the locker room and I went there to enforce it, then 50, you know what I mean? Like 10 gets me 20. I'm fucked. I'm done.
The
I'm
type
out.
Of bullying that girls do, you don't hear about it until after shit really goes down.
Right, yeah. With
because it's all passing notes and talking behind people's back and shit.
The gossip has to grow before
we see a lot more of it now again because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just putting it out in the open, what's always been going on.
Right, yeah. The cyberbullying is the same thing that happened back when you pass notes back and forth from someone, like, oh my God, look at what they're wearing. Look at that person.
Right.
Oh my God, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not saying that women are any better or worse than men. It's just they have different tactics.
Yeah. They're crueler. They're more mental.
They're mental terrorists is what they are.
Yeah.
Little mind monsters.
Most male conflicts we'll get to. We were talking about this while you were upstairs. We were like,
yeah.
We're talking about everybody who sticks. We're like mad at each other, going to hit each other.
People aren't used to men speaking passionately about something and not ultimately coming to blows over it.
Right, absolutely not.
Yeah, like
I'm not used to it.
Even Rich has said, like, he's seen us have conversations where he said with his friends, like, there'd be a fight in the living room.
Yeah, you'd go around two or three times, and if the guy doesn't change his mind, you throw your beer down and you fucking start swinging.
Yeah, and it's whatever. Like, it's not like that.
Well, you guys are the most intelligent, most innovative, most independently thinking stoners I've ever met, and I appreciate that.
Oh, I'm sure we're not alone when it comes to stoners. I'm sure there's a lot of... I'm not saying, like, passive. I was going to say pacifists.
You guys aren't pacifists.
Right, I'm correcting
really
myself
smart.
Already. No, but
well, we know that in a fight, we get it. We know that a physical fight is not in our fucking repertoire.
Right.
We were talking about how our mouths have gotten us into and out of trouble.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I'm backing up, though. Is that you guys are intelligent. There's no reason for you guys to put, you know, to get up and throw your fists at each other because you're both stating your own opinions. And the best part is you have the mental capacity to accept the other person doesn't agree with you and then have coffee with them afterwards.
It's like an end when I could go upstairs like, fuck you.
Right.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Like, it's this, you know, it doesn't end here. You know what I mean? I respect that because a lot of my friends are that way. If I disagree with them and I stay my stance, I might as well think of not hanging out with that person for at least a week so they can have their cool off time.
But I think, too, a lot of people walk around thinking what this whole world is against them attitude.
Absolutely.
And they take everything everybody does in every situation in life personally.
Right.
And it's not like that.
It's also easy to surround yourself with people who are, quote-unquote, like-minded.
Right, absolutely.
Whereas, I put that in quotes because what I would consider to be like-minded would be different from what others might. I think most people, when you say, oh, do you hang out with like-minded people? Yeah, you know, we're all hunters and beer drinkers, and we like the same sports, and that's why we all hang out together, because we do all these activities together. We have all this shit to talk about. Whereas, like, I think like-minded people are like, well, you guys sitting right here in front of me. People who are, you know, have differing opinions and are able to talk about them in an educated way or an interesting way, or that can, and this is how you get good conversations going. This is why a lot of men just talk about the same shit over and over again, because like, what are you going to say about you both agree on the sports team that you're watching and think that they could be doing better or are doing awesome?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's not going to further any deeper conversation about anything. It's when you run into people of differing opinions.
That's still in my deck of cards, but it's not my...
No. I'm not saying that. Well, I'm not saying it always has to be this elevated form of conversation where you're challenging people's beliefs.
It's time and place.
Yeah.
You know, it's not my whole end-all, be-all. It's like, all right, this time for football, right. And then now it's time to talk about other shit.
Sometimes I want to read a comic book. Sometimes I want to read Ayn Rand.
And I think that's exactly what we're saying. The mental capacity is even different. I mean, that's completely different, and that's what I respect most about you guys, is because if I want to have a conversation about the dumbest shit in the world, you'll at least humor the idea that I'm speaking,
but
then try to stay with me.
But I did want to bring up bullying a little bit, because I just wondered what your guys' experience is. Everybody's experienced some degree of bullying if they've been a kid at any point.
Oh,
even
yeah,
if you're homeschooled.
I've had a lot of experience with it, actually being on the wrong end of it.
Yeah.
Being a fat kid when I was younger. Hey, but your last name rhyme with fatty? That goes well in middle school, by the way.
Man.
You know, there's one guy I held a grudge against him for a really long time. Like, fucking people rounding up, like, the whole class chased me around the fucking playground, calling me names. You know, shit like that happening, fucking, and being followed around on my paper route and being fucking hit in the face with, like, a tree branch and shit.
Yeah.
But it just taught me, you know, there was two ways I could have went when I was younger. You know, it was, all right, turn into a scrapper, just start punching people in their fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, I think that's what's led to me, like, my mouth getting me in and out of trouble, as far as things like that. Like, learning that you're not, like, figuring out at a younger age, you're not wired like those guys.
Right. I think it's, to me, because I've been assaulted during high school, but I never assaulted anybody else. I never... one of them was a total sucker punch. Mm-hmm. Guy ran up behind me and kind of knocked me down by hitting me in the side of the head. And I was just like, okay, so this is done. Can I go now? Yeah, another time, I don't know, something was thrown at me in art school. I think they made like a giant spit wad and chucked it at me, like hit me in the side of the neck with it. And, you know, I challenged the person. I like basically walked over two desks to get to him and looked like I was going to do something, but eventually just left. Because what do you have to gain? For me, it's like looking out your front door and you see a dog shitting on your lawn and you're like, I'll show you. And you go shit on your lawn too. You
know? Yeah, well,
shit in the little Snoopy house, little fucking goddamn it, you little mutt. Here it comes. You're going to like this.
Like, my folks brought me up pretty much, do not throw the first punch, but if somebody hits you, hit them back.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
I even went one step further with that.
See, I was never an instigator, you know, even in...
No, and I was thinking about this too. It's not, I'm not necessarily pacifist, like there's never a reason to hit somebody.
Don't start trouble, but defend yourself if shit happens to you, you know?
See, defending myself is like, I don't know. It's more just about, I'm just going to get my ass out of the way.
Self-preservation?
Well, yeah, at any time that I was mugged. There's been a number of times where I've been mugged in Detroit, and it's always just like, here's the wallet, here's the walkway, whatever it is that you want. Like, you've already won this argument. You have a weapon, or you're twice my size, and there's eight of you, or whatever the case may be. It's like, okay, take this. Now, the one time where it happened where Nicole was with me, my ex, it was a gun was pulled on the both of us, and I was just like, no, focus on me. I've got the money. Here's the wallet. You know, then there was definitely a concern where if things got out of hand, I was, you know, not just going to run away from it. I was going to protect the person that I was with.
Hey, look over here.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. For me, though.
And if it came down to, like, if I was out somewhere and even if my friend started the fight, I'm going to have their back. If they're getting their ass beat, I'm going to do something about it.
And I guess my whole, like, life when I was a kid was, I mean, I was bullied at all times at home by my dad. So by the time I even hit middle school and high school, it was like, fuck, you gonna push me? Really? I got a grown man beating the fuck out of me daily. I got pain tolerance. You wouldn't fucking
is that all you got?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, you don't have a crowbar? You don't have a 2x4? You're fucked, buddy, because if you don't have something that's going to knock me out, I'm going to kill you. I had so much rage that the person who did fuck with me was like, okay, you just took my dad's beating I was going to give him, so he's free for another night.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those, in my own head, I guess I was a scrapper. But at the same point, I did, over the years, start to realize that all I'm doing is getting myself in trouble. I'm putting this on my own record.
Yeah.
You know, even if I didn't start the fight. I never started a fight. Never started one.
But you know what?
But I wasn't going to walk away from an opportunity. That was the other thing.
But
wait, an opportunity?
An opportunity. Like, if someone were to talk shit, I'm not going to be like, oh, fuck you, and walk away. Oh, no, I'm going to egg him on until he hits
me. But it's carried over for me into adulthood because... Now it's when it was club going age. It was, I don't know you. I'm not gonna spend thousands of dollars and few nights and days in jail because he's
right.
Because of some I have to interact with you for this brief time period. I'm not going to jail for your ass. I just met you. I don't know you. I don't even want to waste my time and energy fucking with all that. You know. So
and as an adult, I'm real quick to walk away. It's different now that I couldn't be put in jail.
But I'd say perhaps little kids don't think about that. Like,
oh, absolutely not.
A principal's going to think I'm a fuckhead. My parents are going to be brought in. Like, I don't want to... Now it's going to lead to groundings. You know, there's going to be loss of whatever you take away from kids. Now, I don't even know. How do you get sent to your room now? Does that... Let's go to your room where everything is.
It's so hard to punish kids these days.
And your iPad.
You don't even have any
idea,
Mike.
And your TV.
Your kids are still young.
Doesn't matter. My daughter's so technologically advanced.
It was better when there was just toys they could take away.
The only way to punish my daughter is to
take... You gotta shut off the router?
I have to either take away the phone that she uses as my... I have an S3 that she uses as a tablet, plays all the games on.
Yeah.
If I take that away, she knows she's in some shit, and it is not something I can get away with. She will sit there and scream bloody murder, and it's not something you can ignore. She's loud. She's got really, really good lung capacity. She's not one of those kids that cries, and for 30 seconds it's silent, and then the noise happens.
You've got to have a stronger constitution than that.
Buddy...
I am part of the let him cry.
I am too. This isn't crying. This is summoning. She is begging for hell to arise from the basement.
Well, is mom the bad cop?
Mom is the bad cop.
Someone's
got to
be a bad cop.
My wife is stronger than I will ever be. She is. Oh my God, can she do it and walk away? If I do it, I tear up before I've even left their room. I feel like absolutely... Because my dad was such...
Oh, yeah, daddy's little girl.
Well, no, my dad was so hard on me all the time that I don't ever want them to feel any of that. So as soon as I start to raise my voice, I'm like, this is what my dad did.
But yeah, it's all about being the opposite of your... I think a lot of people always try to be, like, if they had a bad experience, they're overcompensating.
Yeah.
See, my dad didn't. He took
like,
the
that's
flame
what they're going to do.
You know, he took the torch and ran. That was like, you know, he was like, oh, well, I'm going to pick up where my dad left off. And for me, it was like, I can take it as this is what I'm supposed to do, or this is what I'm never, ever, ever supposed to do as a husband, as a man, as a father.
Yeah, you're the link in the chain that goes, hey, wait a minute. For me.
Me and my brothers are all the same way. We are all that. They're a little bit more with their you know, stern with their kids.
You've reviewed the tape, and you've went, no, we're not going to make this mistake again.
Absolutely. It's cool because it's like one of those things, by the time I hit 26, it was like, I've already fucked up so much that, you know, I've already seen how someone can fuck up so much. I'm okay. I'll be fine. I'll figure it out. I'll be a good man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not there yet, but we're all working for it. But, you know, it was one of those things that that's how I took it. What not to do. And now I apply that so heavily towards my children that I think I am just an absolute marshmallow. They literally could probably kill someone and I'd bury them. I don't want them to ever feel an ounce of dad's not there for me, because that's what I have. You know, my dad would be there every now and then, but for the most part, he was just really kind of sour.
No, I think, if you're a parent, I think part of your job is helping them stash the body.
I totally agree. My mom would do it for me. I'm not saying that she has. Or she hasn't. I'm just saying. No, I broadcast
these, just so you know. Oh, I mean,
bring it. No, I'm just kidding. My mom has always been that real stern hand, but she was able to also guide me with it. It wasn't like this hand's going to guide you to the floor. It was more like this hand's going to guide you along the way. You know. But my wife is like,
but while mom is helping you hide the body, she's going, "What the fuck are you doing?
What were you thinking? Why? Yeah, like, yeah, I'm going to feel terrible about it. Like my conscience.
That's what mom's supposed to do: help you hide the body, but fucking yell at you for having to help you hide a body.
Absolutely. My wife is the opposite of me when it comes to parenting, and honestly, our kids would be screwed if it was just me. They would be screwed. They would be the most spoiled, most, I guess, they would not be very well handled.
Hey guys, thanks for listening, thanks for clicking, thanks for liking, thanks for sharing, thanks for subscribing for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for telling a friend. I probably already said that, but that's how important it is, because that's how podcasts work. We drop every Monday and Thursday. Check out all of the other shows on ChristopherMedia.net. So stay tuned, thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.